السلام علیکم، نحمده و نصلی علی رسوله الکریم، اما بعد، اعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم، بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، رب اشرح لی صدری و یسر لی امری واحلل عقدۃ من لسانی یفقہوا قولی. قال اللہ تعالی فی الفرقان الحمید، یا ایہا الذین آمنوا کتب علیکم الصیام کما کتب علی الذین من قبلکم لعلکم تتقون. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الامي وعلى اله وسلم تسليما. My dear respected brothers, sisters and elders, after a few days we will be entering into the blessed month of Ramadan. So I thought that there are a few recommendations that I should put forward, so my dear respected audience can ponder over them, contemplate and try to benefit from them in the blessed month of Ramadan. As we know that there are many days in the lunar calendar that are very, very important, and there are many nights that are very, very important. Likewise, the month of Ramadan is blessed and it is very, very important for a Muslim. If a person wants to benefit from a season, he has to prepare well before. If he starts his preparation when the season has arrived, he will lose a lot of time. And he may start to avail once the season is over or close to over. The month of Ramadan is a very special season for the Muslims throughout the world to benefit from. And it is very, very important for us together to prepare for it before it arrives. And we can find this practice from the life of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that he was so eager for the month of Ramadan to arrive that 2 months before the month of Ramadan, the Prophet of Allah used to make a dua that I have mentioned many a times. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. So this is the eagerness of the Prophet of Allah, that he is waiting for the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, place barakat in the month of Rajab and Sha'ban and extend my life so I can avail from the blessings of the month of Ramadan. But once the month of Ramadan was very, very close, the Prophet of Allah used to recite another dua. And he used to recite this dua in abundance. And we are very, very close to the month of Ramadan. So we should know this dua in Arabic off by heart. If it is hard to place the dua to memory in Arabic, at least learn it in English or learn it in Urdu or whatever the mother tongue is. But we should recite this dua in abundance. This was the practice of the Prophet of Allah. Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan wa sallim Ramadan li wa sallimhu li mutaqabbala. This was the dua of the Prophet of Allah a few days before the month of Ramadan, and the muhaddithin have said that the Prophet of Allah used to recite this dua in abundance. The meaning of this dua in a nutshell is, Allahumma sallimni li Ramadan. Oh Allah, grant me safety so I can benefit from the month of Ramadan. We don't want the month of Ramadan to arrive and we are in a very poor condition in relation to our health, that we cannot fast, we cannot engage in ibadat, we cannot avail from the blessings of the day and avail from the blessings of the night. But we want to be strong, we want to be healthy, and we want to be ready. And as they say, we want to be pumped up before the arrival of the month of Ramadan. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لِي. And we want the Ramadan to be in the same fashion. As we know that sometimes when the night is very, very blessed or the day is very, very blessed, it carries a lot of weight and a lot of merit. And if a person knows it is a holy night or a holy day, and despite having the knowledge, he engages in something that is evil, something that is forbidden, the wrath of Allah Rabbul Izzat reaches this person at a very rapid pace, because he knew the holiness. And that's why Allah Rabbul Izzat did not allow the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam to know the exact night of power. Because maybe there are some people that will not engage in ibadat in that night. So the month of Ramadan is the month of Allah. It is the month of ibadat. It is the month of dedication and commitment. And we do not want to engage in something that does not conform with the holiness of the month of Ramadan. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لِي. We want the entire month of Ramadan to be a month that is blessed for us, holy for us, so we don't do anything wrong in that month. وَسَلِّمْهُ لِي مُتَقَبَّلًا. And this is the most important part of the dua. We may arrive in the month of Ramadan, and we may fast, and we may engage in ibadat during the day and during the night. But there's a very, very important condition, and that is mutaqabbala. We want it to be accepted. Many people travel from their hometown to the holy land of Mecca and Medina. There's a great struggle in that, to perform the pilgrimage, to perform the Hajj, to perform the Umrah. And they return back home empty-handed, because the Hajj is not mutaqabbal, it is not accepted. Likewise, a person may fast in the month of Ramadan. He keeps himself away from food and water, and he keeps himself away from pleasure. And he stands in the night in tahajjud, and he stands in the night for tarawih, and he sacrifices his sleep and his lifestyle. But he does this all for one reason. Not for name and fame and show, but he does it for qabuliyat. That Allah Rabbul Izzat accept it as well. So the dua that we make before the arrival of the month of Ramadan is that whatever effort we make in the month of Ramadan, oh Allah, we want it to be accepted. Because if it is not accepted, all the effort is wasted. As a farmer, before the season, the arrival of the season, he makes the effort on the ground. But when it is the time to benefit from the fruit, Allah Rabbul Izzat sends a calamity, a divine calamity that destroys all his effort. Likewise, if a person, he makes the effort in the season, well before the season, but it is not accepted by Allah Rabbul Izzat for whatever reason, Allah knows better, Wallahu A'lam. It is like a divine calamity came to take away the reward. So it is very, very important that we make this dua that, oh Allah, grant us the health, the ability to benefit from the month of Ramadan. Oh Allah, grant us the understanding, the ma'rifat of the month of Ramadan. Allow us to respect it as it should be respected. And oh Allah, whatever effort, little, small, large, we present to you in the month of Ramadan, O Allah, mutaqabbala, accept it.